folks. Thanks for listening to another episode of the CMBR Radio Show with your girl DJ Cola. Today we're going to talk about how to reinvent yourself as an artist. Hey, do you need a commercial? I know you need a commercial. You want a commercial, don't you? Well, you need to get with us right away at the CMBR Radio Show and get your commercial on this show and many other shows on khamradio.com. That's khamradio.com. You need a commercial. Get one. Priced affordably. Reach out to us at cmpmedley@gmail.com.
K-Ham Radio. We go ham.
Hello.
K-Ham Radio.
Shake and bake. It was real fly. And now it's a Biv 10 thing.
Let's go.
And we still moving the crowd. Making layups. Butter. Butter Love. Sponsored by Motown. You know what I'm saying? It's a big huddle.
Let's go, baby.
Hey, yo. The game is on.
Yeah.
Show. I'm your girl DJ Cola. We just played some of the most fire 90s songs all the way back. That was my era. That was my time. Now in 2019, we are still bringing up those old hits back, and these people are reinventing themselves. What do you mean? To stay relevant in the music industry, you always need to come up with something new, something fresh. Your fans are fickle. People are fickle, and this is what you need to do. Here today, we're going to talk about 15 steps on how to reinvent yourself. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Yo, you got 5 seconds to get to the dance floor. The roof about to blow. So, let's go. Remix. All I see over here ain't nothing but a lot of honeys looking for a man in. To with a lot of money, bottles in their hand in. Short shirts, honeys trying to show that slope. Lined show up that. Trying to get through the velvet rope. Cause over here when the jams drop, everybody bug. Standing on the couches like this, I club. Got the Bacardi and Cristal mixing too. Yeah. Knowing in the morning I'ma feel the blues. But the jams keep dropping and the drinks keep coming and the girls keep talking to me. I mean, straight popping. Everybody jumping, making it hard for me to leave.
All you gotta do is call me and I'll come running to where the party at. I keep a fat in a backpack. Know what's happening in every city I'm rapping in. If it's a after splash, I'm the last cat in. Kitten purring. Like snow flurring, the party begins when the slurping ends. Oh. You do me, I do you. Uh-huh. Spend the night with Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Let's have a private party for two. But it's gotta be bumping in order for me to get cool. Run to the border for Colombians. Study horticulture, my green thumb, keep them. Gotcha, Vegas, twist stun. I freak until I peak at number one.
Another shot of Henny. I hear the apple martini happen to help plenty. Yeah. Mommy, Ben Naki, the party's over here.
Okay.
The hustlers, gangsta stubs is over here. And get with us.
Wow.
We true ballers like the Sixers. We all hopping out of Sixers. Mines is black, Jermaine's is champagne, jagged edge.
And the blue, platinum, brown, white, and green.
What a sight to be seen. So, that's the crew. I thought you knew it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's nothing like us, it's true. The sun could retire if the rocks we got any right.
Oh.
Once I'm in the game, game that I kick begin. My nickname is ESPN.
Now if your juice is blue and your goose is gray,
send the OJ and let's party away.
In the party, snuck in the back door. Okay. I don't mean no harm, I just heard it was rockin'. Let me party with you till the cops come knockin'. I'm trying to see what all the fuss about. Bounce a little bit before they put me out. I'm like the sun, this little homie got beam. Cat girls 21, wishing they was 14. That's the effect that this phenom bad. We see when I do it like it's for TV. They might come close, but you would not both. No, they can't see me. I'm a so-so deaf representative. Young in the game, they was born and live. And we do what we do, we don't talk no smack. And we always know where the party at. Yeah,
hey, where the party at?
Tell
girls is on the way, whatever car,
check,
yeah.
Y'all
bottles and models talking all of it.
Every time I rip shows, rip when we mad shot and shatters and foes. No, they ain't never heard it like this before. Whenever we pull up on the script, they say, oh, chickens know me. $100 maxes, shorts, tank tops, and police. If it's by cash, I'm like cash, chick, come on, eat on everything. Me and Jagged, every time we hit the club, yeah, suck. And you can be that. And if you don't, come on down here where you can see that. Anything you wanna be, best believe I be's that. Where the G's at, where the keys at, where the 22s on your SUV at. Gotta have that from the door. Gotta give me some more, man. You think I'm going on a groupie? No, spot me with a fifth in the velvet room. Crown Royale, YJA, spit this velvet tune. It's over.
Over.
Dog.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully that made you as hype as it makes me. That's right, from the 90s on up to 2019, artists have been reinventing themselves. And today we're going to talk about how you can do that, whether you are an artist, whether you are in business, whether you are an entrepreneur, and whether you are someone who has been working the same job for many years and you just realize that the world has just went all the way tech and what you're doing is no longer relevant. Let's talk about how many people have been working on the same job. You do the same thing day in, day out, the same mundane thing. You never change. You never do anything interesting, and you feel like that's all you're capable of doing, and you can't do anything else because that's all you know. But guess what? Today, that is completely not the truth. You can come up with whatever it is that you love, and you can turn that thing into a business. Look at all the people who are millionaires off of making YouTube videos. Look at all the people who became real models off of being Instagram models. How about they just made an actual sport out of video game playing in high school? This is a new world. It's a whole new way of, we have a whole new way of doing things. So what do you need to do to transform yourself? What do you need to do to change? How do you force yourself into a new era? Maybe you need to learn a new skill. Perhaps you need to get out more. Maybe you need to check out what the younger people are doing to kind of acclimate yourself to their type of savvy. Me being a Generation Xer, I often have to go to the millennials to understand how to tweak and do some things that we do digitally that we did it one way when I first came up, when I first learned in school. And how they do it now is completely different. Maybe even the analytics and the average and also the algorithms, especially in social media, have changed. So you really have to go back and kind of study those things and figure out what makes money, what doesn't make money, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. What can be done faster? Like, there are things that you can drop in files now where you used to have to copy and paste. And you don't even have to do that anymore. They have so many programs that do a lot of the work for you. You just need to know what those things are. And then how do you acclimate that to your life? So we're going to talk about that. One thing you can do is you can wake up early. I know it sounds so cliche, but waking up early allows you to tackle your day from a different point of view. If you wake up earlier than anyone else, then you can have that quiet meditation time that you really honestly need in order to keep things organized and in order, not only in your physical life, but in your mental life. Most importantly, mentally, if you're organized, everything else will fall into place. But if you're not mentally organized, it doesn't matter how organized your physical things are, it still will not come out the way you initially thought it would. So it has to be in your mind, clearly, early in the morning, how you're going to execute your day, how you plan to execute your next day, how you plan to execute your week, your month, your year, the year to come, and so on and so forth. And that's also a part of reinventing yourself if you have not been a person who is super organized. So make lists. I'm a list person. If you looked at my desk, you'd be like, oh my God, how could she find anything? Because I have many, many, many pieces of paper. I love post-it notes and stickers. And I write down whatever my thoughts are on those. And then when I go back to my desk later, if I get busy doing something else, I can always come back to the point I left off on because I left myself notes as to where I was. So that's one way. Prioritize your tasks. Reinventing yourself doesn't happen overnight. Remember that it's hard work. It takes dedication and patience. It takes time to transform yourself, to make it run smoothly. So I would dedicate at least 1 hour to just prioritizing my goals and tasks. And also, you need to have a visual or visualization of what you want to become. One thing I did about 10 years ago is I made a vision board, and I try to do it every year in some way, shape, or form. I did it then physically with an actual poster board and magazine cutouts and all of that kind of a vision board. But now you can digitally do that. You can digitally sit down and look at photos and look at words and things that matter to you to round out who you really would like to see yourself be. And then you can get closer to becoming that person based on affirmations and looking at that goal on a regular basis. I find that if I place in front of myself when I'm working what it is my goal is and who I want to become and how I see myself, then I can kind of go more in the direction of that and not just become who people think I am and allow them to mold who I am and what you see. So you may think one thing and see me as one thing, but as we move forward, I kind of mold who I am based on what I feel like my priorities are, and I prioritize by that. So stay tuned. You're listening to the CNBR Radio Show. We're listening to some artists that reinvented themselves, and also we're talking about 15 steps to reinventing you. Stay tuned.
Rude Boys Artworks, custom airbrush art and apparel. Purchase online at www.rudeboysartworks.com.
I got drip for sale. I got drip for sale.
Hey folks, do you have music that you want played on the CNBR radio show? Well, send your radio edited music to CMPMEDLEY at gmail.com. That's CMPMEDLEY at gmail.com. We want to hear from you.
Whenever, wherever, what?
Back into it. 15 steps on how to reinvent yourself. And we started out with talking about, do you really want to change? Wake up early. Prioritize your task. And now we're going to talk about attaching yourself to the right people. People in business usually are friends with other people in business, and there's a reason for that. If you're an entrepreneur and you know that you need to manifest your business and your money, you're going to get with somebody else who understands that's how you make your money, and not with someone who's going to talk down to you or tell you ways to make money that don't line up with the way of financial rules. There are actually principles and rules to making money, and if you don't know what those principles and those rules are, it's going to be really hard for you to be an entrepreneur, and you really got to attach yourself to the right network, to the right social networking, to the right people. So that's number four. Attach yourself to the right people. Learn. Never stop learning. Never stop reading. Never stop going to workshops. Never stop doing webinars. Become a well-rounded individual, personally and professionally. That is so, so important. Find a mentor. A mentor is someone who shows you how to move and breathe. For instance, you have a direct mentor. There's three different types. There's a direct, the mentor who is in front of you, who will guide you. There's indirect. These are mentors who aren't physically with you, or are more like authors and motivational speakers that maybe you watch online. But everything can be a mentor to you. I actually use watching certain movies, and I get inspiration and also mentorship from watching certain movies that I can take and apply to myself, to apply to how to reinvent myself. And I'll give you a prime example. When we first launched our clothing brand, our clothing store, we had a lot of products, and we felt that in order to reach our target market and learn more about our target market, we needed to have a lot of products. Well, we found that in having a lot of products and not a whole lot of cash flow, that we needed to find a way to bring people into our establishment without spending a whole lot of money. So what we did was we opened our space up to other entrepreneurs who didn't have a space but wanted to sell a product. What that did was that allowed us to have product without spending a lot of overhead income. And that was great. It worked really well for the first year. In the second year, we learned that we were so new in that first year that a lot of our regular customers knew who we were, knew what our product was, but people who came in brand new were unsure about what our product was, and it got real foggy about what did we actually sell. So what we had to do is we actually had to streamline the people that we aligned ourselves with and make sure that their product made sense along with our product. And then further into the third year, we realized that we were more of a niche business, and we're actually losing money by allowing people to be in our store. So we alleviated that, and in our next store when we opened up, we only opened up with our own clothing. And that was to show people exactly who we are, what we do. And in doing that, we also learned more about ourselves, and we learned more that there's a whole culture around what we love and what we do. Not art is, the word art is such a broad word to use, especially when you're talking about your target audience. And when you're writing your business plan, and I can say this for a fact, that when I wrote my business plan at the very beginning of the business and where the business is now today, those two pieces of paper look completely different, because I learned over the years who my customer actually was, what the age range was, what does my customer look like, when does my customer buy, when is my customer online, when is my customer ready to buy from me, and also what are their buying patterns. So all of these things, I had to continuously reinvent my business to the point where it is now, so that I could see who my actual customer is and make a profit. Because although we made a profit in year 1, 2, and 3, In the fourth year, our profit was exponentially better because we understood who we were and we reinvented ourselves to a point where our customers could immediately see who we were. They didn't have to ask a whole lot of questions. If people are asking a whole lot of questions about who you are, then they really don't understand your brand. And you need to re-look at what you do. So number seven, don't be afraid to experiment. Get out there, try new things. Number eight, be honest with yourself and with others. If your path is not working for you, humble yourself and change it up. Number nine, don't justify your decision. When you're speaking to someone and you're being transparent with them and you told them what you needed to tell them, that's all you need to do. You don't need to justify your decision any further. Get out of your comfort zone. Many people find, this is something I'm good at. I've been selling oranges all my life. I'm only going to sell oranges. I'm never going to sell anything for oranges. But maybe some of your customers don't only just like oranges. They also like apples. So if you sell apples and oranges, you can double your profit. So get out of your comfort zone. Manage your finances. So, so important. Find somebody who can help you manage your finances. Find someone to pattern yourself after to manage your finances. All these things become really super important. Follow the 24-hour rule. What's the 24-hour rule? If you meet someone at a networking event, for example, make sure you follow up with them within 24 hours. Keep a strong relationship with them. I have built my whole entire career since the time I was 13 years old based on building relationships with people. And that's what you have to do. 13 is make new lists every day. Every day you need to come up with something new that you want to achieve. Take time to do things one step at a time. Don't try to bite off more than you can chew. Although we want to look at the big picture, we understand that we can't paint a whole picture in one sitting. You got to take little baby steps and pieces. The elephant, you can't eat a whole elephant in one sitting. You got to eat them a bit at a time, piece at a time, piece at a time. 15, most importantly, accept failure. You're going to fail. It's a part of it. And embrace it. Learn from it and keep moving forward. Because you can do this. This has been your girl, DJ Cola, with the CNBR Radio Show. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week, same time.